Good Thursday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN, here in studio with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler. I'm Brady Bowman. Talked about a lot of openings and a few closings in those first couple segments. Again, this will be all online a little bit later today on our website at newsradiokman.com. Just click on demand, hit In Focus. And we talked about some changes coming to Target that you talked about. And I was at Target last night. Deliver on the tease that I had in the, at the end of the last
segment. That's
right.
I was going to say, hope you remembered that you were going to do that.
Right. Cause I showed you the pictures of what I got before we came on air. And the Jurassic World sequel's coming out this weekend. But I'm a big fan of the OG, the original, back in 93. And they have some things in the toy aisle, the Legacy series, that are toys of the original Jurassic Park movie. I've been walking by them for months. I finally broke down and picked them up. The Jeep, a little figure of Dr. Grant, a little figure of Robert Muldoon. I'm very pleased. I'm very pleased.
The world is now settled. Everything's fine because you've done that now.
If you want to see the pictures of them, they are on my Twitter at Brady2Day, two being the numeral. If you do want to check them out, I did a cool little scene work with the Jeep.
Or you could go to Target.
Or you can also, just pick them up yourself. But let's see what else we got going. Of course, we got Stampede going on. Let's go ahead and talk more about Stampede. Starts off tonight and goes till Saturday, one of the biggest events in town every year. And with that, a big economic impact for the Manhattan region.
It does. You know, and Brady, I just want to take a moment to say that, you know, what a lot of people don't realize is that going back to the beginning, before Country Stampede was here, they were looking at several different sites in the state of Kansas to put this event on because it was a newly created event. And the investors at that time, and Wayne Rouse, who's the owner of the company that puts this all on, you know, they worked very closely, and I give a lot of credit. I was not here because this is back in the 1990s, but Becky Blake and Karen Hibbard, and again, you have Karen on from time to time and talking about all these. Karen is the head of our Convention and Visitors Bureau now, but Becky Blake at the time was the head of our Convention and Visitors Bureau, and the CVB worked very hard with Wayne and as they were looking at different sites and said, this is something that needs to be in this region in Manhattan because it would be a great asset. And they also saw the economic impact. And, of course, the Convention and Visitors Bureau really represents the hotels that are in the Manhattan area. And they saw this as a great opportunity of thousands and thousands of people coming here that are going to need a place to stay. And the good news is that the great efforts of our Convention and Visitors Bureau helped attract. Wayne Rouse gives a lot of credit to the CVB and bringing them and making this become a important part of the history. And now that it's been here for many, many years, the economic impact is huge for this Manhattan region. And again, our hotels are all filled up this weekend. The campgrounds around the area are filled up. People are eating in our restaurants. They're shopping in our businesses. They're buying gasoline. It's a many, many multi-million dollar economic impact for this region. And you know what people don't realize is that when you get 25,000-30,000 people in one location, that's bigger than most cities in Kansas. And so a lot of people say, well, they've got some problems that they've had out there from time to time. Anytime I guarantee you that you put 30,000 people or plus in a location, that's like having a city. So, yeah, there's medical issues, but in any city on every single day of the year, there's medical issues. And so people have to put it in perspective. But overall, the overall impact is very, very, very positive to the community. Our Convention and Visitors Bureau is still a supporter and sponsor of bringing Country Stampede to town into this region. And it has a great economic impact. And in addition, just as we were talking as we opened up this segment a little after 9, as we talk about some of the national top groups in the country have been to this event, and getting that kind of talent for people to see is just incredible, to be able to have that kind of a venue here. And this year especially, the weather is going to be great. It doesn't appear that they're going to have the rain. I mean, I know we need rain, but it looks like some years it's been pretty soggy and messy out there. But this year it looks like it's going to be, and the temperatures are going to be great for having outdoor concerts. So just lots of great things that it does. Of course, it used to be a four-day event. It used to go Thursday through Sunday. And now, over time, as things continue to change and evolve and doing these kinds of programs, it's a three-day event, but it's still action-packed with a lot of the top names in the country western world. And as we talked, Alabama is considered country western, but they're very pop-oriented, and they're a real show band.
You know, another thing you mentioned, going back to the Sundays, I think one thing that they just kept running into on Sundays is 99% of the time it was 99 degrees or hotter on that Sunday afternoon, and people were just kind of leaving anyway around that. So that always kind of made sense to me that they kind of just scaled back and focused on these 3 days. But, you know, when you look at a lot of these sort of music festivals just throughout the country, they come and go. But this one has been here since the mid-90s, as you said. What is it about the Country Stampede and relationship with Manhattan, Riley County, Pottawatomie County? It's rare for these festivals to keep going like that year by year by year for 25 plus years.
Right. It is. I have to say that I think part of the secret is the location and the outdoor venue that it is, and people coming together and making it as easy as possible. I mean, the community, the law enforcement, the medical folks, they want to have people have a good time and a good experience while they're here. And I give a lot of credit to Wayne Rouse and his staff at Country Stampede, who want to make this a great event for everybody. And they have continued to work at it. They continue to bring good entertainment. I mean, I think that's a key. You got to have the good entertainment or people aren't going to come. And then you've got to be able to have all the folks in the region to make it, like I said, all of a sudden you build a city for 30,000 people. And that's incredible when you think about it. And so they have about a week before, or a week and a half, they're actually doing the physical site preparations for the stages and restrooms and food areas and all that. It's a heck of a, I don't even know where to start on how to put something like that together. But I think that's why it has been successful, and it continues to be successful, because they really try to work with the local community. The Country Stampede offices are here. They're located in Manhattan. So year-round, they're working on this. They're working with the local communities. They want to make it a great, safe event for everybody so that everybody has a good time and has a lot of fun. But unfortunately, when you put 30,000 people together, sometimes you have some folks that can't handle the heat, and they do some silly things. But if you were to go to a beach somewhere and be out in the heat and on the beach and have 30,000 people down the stretch of beach, you have problems every day, because people sometimes aren't mature enough sometimes to take care of that. But I would say I've been out to Country Stampede in my tenure every year, sometimes for multiple nights, and I think they work really hard to try to make it a good event and can control 30,000 folks. And the other thing they use is there's a lot of people that volunteer from this area. They rely on a lot of paid staff, but they rely on a lot of volunteers that go out and help. And just like our Convention and Visitors Bureau, we actually have a booth out there. We're kind of the official lost and found location, and have been doing that. And the people that come to our booth, the Convention and Visitors booth, and work that. And, you know, it's just great to meet all the people that come there. So we're out there in full force. We get a chance to meet thousands of people every year when we're out there. And our booth is manned by volunteers and is open during the whole 3 days of the Country Stampede, providing sometimes directions and information and helping people if they say, hey, I need to buy some food or some things, where do I go? Because people need to realize there's a lot of folks from out of town that come here.
Oh, a lot. A ton. It always amazes me.
From all over this part of the country.
For sure.
In fact, a lot of people, this is their one of their vacations. They take a week of vacation to come here.
Oh, absolutely. I hear so many stories like that. And one thing with this festival and the longevity, like with anything, you do something long enough, you start to get the hang of it. Right. And I think a lot of folks around here have got the hang of putting on a good festival. Let's go ahead and take our last break of the hour. We'll come back and talk more with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler right here on InFocus on News Radio.